This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I was in the car Wednesday evening and heard the last few minutes of your broadcast when a caller mentioned the movie The Sound of Freedom. Mm-hmm. And he also mentioned the Ministry of Lantern Rescue here in North Carolina that helps to rescue people being trafficked. You mentioned that you wished Christians supported these types of ministries. I do too. And I'm part of a ministry here in North called Voice of Christians. And our primary goal is to help rescue persecuted Christians. Our founder was himself once a persecuted Christian in his country of Pakistan. And he's here now in North Carolina. So I just wanted to take a minute to just agree with you and say that we find that most Christians in America are very unaware of the horrific level of Christian persecution going on in the world at this time.
Number 5.
It's just not being talked about.
No, it's not. I'm sure you're familiar with what's going on in Nigeria.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you aware of what's going on in Manipur, India?
I've heard, I think so, it's that Christians are being slaughtered. Is that correct?
Slaughtered. It is a genocide. And our partner here, one of our team members here in North Carolina, was just in Manipur, India for 3 weeks. And because we have contacts in several countries, he was able to get in and see firsthand what he calls a Holocaust.
Number 4.
We were able to go in there and bring relief, food, and practical help, medical teams, medicine that was provided through our ministry. We partner with Lantern Rescue. Our two ministries have teamed up in the past year and worked together to help persecuted Christians. If you look at their website, it's people being trafficked. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of persecuted Christians who are being trafficked. We have just unbelievable stories. People just need to be aware that our brothers and sisters around the world need our support. They feel very alone.
Number 3.
I'm legally blind, and I have other ailments, and, you know, I pray that, you know, I'm not trying to be selfish, so to speak. You know, I just like to be healed, and I want to be able to read the Word of God with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that. So to me, what it really says to me is that He healed us between man and God, the healing between us.
Yeah, that's valid, okay? And it's a prophecy here showing that what Christ could do to demonstrate who He was. And it was fulfilled when He was walking on earth before the crucifixion. And so we can see, as Matthew 17, we can see that Isaiah 53 is prophetic of that.
Number 2.
Yeah, I always refer to Paul, take the stone out of my side. Yeah. And the Lord says, look, my grace is sufficient enough.
That's right.
And I look at it that way, and I go forward and I'm thinking, hey, I'm still blind, yes, but
right.
I'm going to make the best out of it for God.
Yeah. He says His power is perfected in weakness. This is the words, apparently, of Jesus Himself to Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. Which is interesting, because what does it mean when we say, you know, God says His grace is sufficient for you? What does it mean?
Right.
You know, grace isn't a substance that's rubbed on your body to make you, you know, feel better. It's something that's occurring in you, and you're in a good position to tell people what that means, you know, how you handle it.
Yeah.
Number 1!
No matter what I'm going through now, you know, it's worth it.
Right.
It's worth what I'm going to be in my next life with Christ, man. I mean, that's amazing. Witness there to say, hey, I'm going to be with Christ. for eternity. And that's worth what I'm going through right now with whatever's going on with me, your wife, you, other people. You know, if they know Christ, they got something more to gain than what we are ailing through right now. And I thank God that He's chosen me. In my prayers, I say, thank you for choosing me, because I have nothing to offer. He doesn't owe me anything. He already did a lot for us, and wow, that's amazing, a grace, they say.
Yeah. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
You had the time of your life.
It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.